This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That funny, Jim?
It is.
Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And J.J. Jasper, who's the pride of Paducah.
Owensboro.
He moved, actually.
You did?
No. Owensboro.
I don't know why. I get two towns on the Ohio River in Kentucky, and I've been to both, and I get confused sometimes. But let me reverse myself and say Owensboro, Kentucky.
I've had the same thing happen. I've gone to the wrong town for Christmas, and it causes a lot of confusion.
So you show up with when gifts, you knock on that door.
That's it. Show up with gifts, knock on Paducah a stranger's door.
You go, I know my house is around here somewhere where I grew up. No, wait a minute. I need to go up the river here to Owensboro.
Stephen Curtis Chapman grew up in Paducah. So
Paducah,
that may be,
right.
Yeah, that may be
that's
what
right.
You're thinking.
All right, folks, it's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We thank you for listening. We also call this...
Learning University
is on the air, and we're going to ask questions and ask you to ask us questions, and we all grow as people together.
Your IQ will skyrocket.
Soar.
Like a magic show in the town square, prepare to be amazed.
You're going to be like an intellectual hawk today, just soaring out there across learning land and just looking down
winds of intelligence
right, the wind beneath your wings.
That's what we will be.
All right, so we're gonna play Trivia Friday in just a minute. First of all, last week we had something happen, a special moment here during Trivia Friday, where JJ had what came up about the hummingbird?
There
now?
Was a praying mantis question.
Yeah,
a hummingbird. It was Ed's question.
It dominated the show.
Well,
praying mantises eating hummingbirds.
Right.
And I took a cue from what you say, and I said, "You're out there walking your hummingbird, and you see a blade of grass that appears to be looking at you.
Right.
You got so tickled, then you just said, you know, that's something I'd like to see. And off the cuff, you said, in fact, if somebody has a picture of you walking your hummingbird, you send that to me, and we'll send you a travel mug.
It was the first time in the history of this show that I spit my coffee out right here on the air. And
it's not the first time in the history of this show that you've spilled your coffee.
No, I spilled my coffee,
but you spit it out.
I spit it out. I mean, I don't mean to be gross or anything, but JJ said that.
That was
he
a
just
funny
said.
Moment now.
That was so funny.
And
that,
which raises the question, when a cow gets really tickled, does milk come out her nose?
We'll explore that question later.
Yes.
But anyway, Nina, one of our listeners from Oklahoma, I think, she sent us a picture.
She drew
of her walking her hummingbird.
She is an artist.
Yes.
And obviously her parents were Christopher Columbus fans. Nina,
the Pinta
Santa Maria.
That was a great song from the 60s, too, by the Papas and Mamas. Yes. The Nina.
The Pinta.
The Santa Maria. All right, so Nina, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm here in Arkansas. We're near the Oklahoma border. So
my apologies. Thought you were in Oklahoma.
No. I'm not insulted. I'm one of those Arkansas folks that doesn't mind Oklahoma.
Which station do you listen to, Nina?
I'm trying to think of the call letters now because I'm a new listener, but it's coming out of Poto and Fort Smith.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So you took our challenge.
Yes, I did. I thought about it for a while, and I thought, you know, I do photography and I do artwork. And I looked at my hummingbird pictures, and I had a pretty mantis picture.
Yeah.
And I thought, can I put these things together? And I thought, no, I'm just going to draw it. So that's why I did the cartoon version, because that was, you know.
Well, it was
a lot nicer to do.
Well, you're quite talented. It was
very, very talented.
We were impressed.
It was amazing.
We were so impressed. We've got to have Nina on to talk about this and what, you know, the motivation.
Well, I do the bulletin covers on our Sunday, you know, Sunday service. And so I'm drawing all the time. So, and I'm a Just a little aside, you know, for your listening audience, I'm a former atheist. I was a professing atheist from the age of 13 until I was 39 when the Lord saved me.
So, that's great testimony.
God is able.
Yeah,
amen. And, praise God.
All the glory goes to Him because it wasn't me. It wasn't me by any means. I did not. I had no inclination, but God drew me anyway. Had mercy on me.
What a wonderful story. Thank you for sharing that story of redemption.
Nina, we didn't know. We haven't talked before, so we didn't know you were going to tell us that. What a great, powerful testimony of God saving you. Once an atheist, now a believer.
And Nina, you've given hope to people who have agnostic friends, atheist friends, that sort of write them off and go, there's no hope. Okay. And just her sharing that gives us hope to continue to pray for those folks and share our faith.
Hey, Nina, we want to put your painting... your drawing, rather, on our Facebook page. Is that okay?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Does she need to send it to you, Walker? Okay. Can you email that again to comments@afr.net?
Sure. And if you want the original one, do you have an address, you know, on your website there, or physical address?
We'll respond at comments.
No, I mean, I can send it, you know, physically to you as well. The drawing itself,
we can do. We'll give you that address when we respond. But if you would just email it to us, we can get it up on Facebook here before we close out the show.
Sure.
Anyway, it's Nina's. She took our challenge of drawing picture.
Did we send her a coffee mug?
We're sending you a coffee mug too.
Was the promise we made.
Absolutely.
I wasn't sure if it qualified, but I remember that you said picture versus, you know, necessarily photo. So I thought, okay, this will work. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. If we do have somebody who has a photo of themselves walking their hummingbird, that is going to top your picture.
I looked on YouTube and I saw some of those, videos they had of a praying mantis trying to kill a hummingbird. So it is true.
It is true.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Well, Nina, thanks for calling. For being on with us.
I've got a question for you guys.
Yeah, go ahead. Fire away.
For the trivia thing. I work, volunteer at a local humane society, homeless pets, cats and dogs. Anyway, so my question to you guys would be, what type of wild dog is part of an Australian cattle dog?
Part of a, let's see, would it,
Australia,
would that be a
hyena?
A dingo, maybe?
Hey, dingo, I'm with you on that.
Dingo.
Bingo, the dingo.
Dingo.
And dingoes.
Crikey, that was good of you.
The dingo ate your hummingbird.
It almost sounds like it's supposed to be an offensive name to call.
Well, you probably could use.
Come
it
here, you old dingo.
But dingoes are
they're
serious predators.
Yeah.
In Australia.
Thank you.
And they're different. They're different from dogs insofar as you can't wait like with a puppy. You normally leave it with a mother until it's 8 weeks old. With a dingo, you better take it away from the mother at 6 weeks, or you're never going to get a tame.
Okay. Yeah.
They have a lot of different characteristics.
Kind of like kids with a passy, you know, in a
way.
But
in the combination of breeds, when the Australians, when they first brought their English dogs with them that were herding dogs, they couldn't handle the hard climate, the thorns in the ground, and a lot of different things. So then, and they were trying to fight off the dingoes from killing their sheep. Someone realized that, hey, maybe if we mix these things, we can get a better herding dog for cattle and sheep. And that's how they formulated the breed, little drips and drabs of different types of dogs mixed together, and dingo.
And that's
very intelligent animals.
Amen. I think that's what the movie Braveheart was based on, too, if I remember right. It was about William...
William Wallace
and the dingoes. William Wallace and the dingoes.
Hey, Nina, we got to go. Thanks again, and be looking for your travel mug.
Thank you very much. And your channel is a real blessing to me. Recently found it, and so thoroughly enjoyed. I loved election night. That was the high point of that week for me.
Thank you, Nina. God bless you, Nina. Joining us from Arkansas.
Arkansas.
All right, comments@afr.net is that email address. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'll give you the rules real quick. Pay attention. We ask three questions each, and you call in and ask one of them, answer one of them, or ask us a question. And so then So then,
and one of these nine questions will be our mystery question.
Yeah.
And if you call in and you answer it correctly, you hear this sound. That means you win a prize.
Right, you win a prize.
So we're moving on.
All right, here's our phone number. What's our phone number, Ed?
It is 888-589-8840. You call that number, you get in line to try to get on this here show.
All right.
That is 888-589-8840.
Your three questions, Professor Ed Battagliano.
Thank you, Professor Dean / Dean Tim. Here's my three. Here are my three questions. First question, 25% of the total bones in our body are located in our hands. Is that true or false? Second question, how many books of the Bible begin with the letter E? Now, I know we do have some Catholic listeners. They have a few additional books in their Bible. I'm talking about the Protestant Bible. How many books of the Bible begin with the letter E? Third question, in the comic strip Popeye, before the sailor man got his strength from eating spinach, he got it from rubbing the head of a chicken. Is that true or false?
Do that on Thursday. It's bad luck.
Hey. With our chickens, it's bad luck. You do it
every day.
They're tough. You
rub their head on Thursday.
Oh, they're tough.
You watch kind of like a black cat on Carson the Road.
Yeah.
Here's what I've got. First question. The baby boomers will remember the Western Rawhide starring Rowdy Yates. Which actor played Rowdy Yates? Second question, 1975, a yodeling record was set. How long did the person yodel continuously?
Wow.
A, 55 minutes, B, 5 hours and 3 minutes, or C, 9 hours?
You mean 55 minutes is the lowest choice?
Multiple choice of yodeling. That is a long time to say, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, who?
Yeah.
But did they do it 55 minutes, 5 hours and 3 minutes, or 9 hours?
Ugh. I was proud of Uncle Leon, though, that day.
And then the third question, true or false? In 1993, responding to a sensor alarm, Mission Control at Cape Canaveral scolded Space Shuttle Endeavour astronauts to please remember and put the toilet seat down. Is that true or false?
All right, here are mine. What was the first toy advertised on television?
Good question.
Number two, which animal has the most legs?
Mm. Good number question
three,
as well.
Number three. Now, pay attention. In our solar system, ours, our solar system, not other people's solar systems, ours. In our solar system, which is the only planet that rotates clockwise?
Huh. Excellent.
That's a great question, and your question caused me to think of another question. If we do find life on other planets, how will that affect the Miss Universe contest?
JJ, you come up with these probing questions that, I don't know, I think about it at lunch after we leave the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh? These questions.
I've been thinking about that all weekend.
Can you imagine some girl playing the harp, somebody else that's a ventriloquist, and then somebody from another planet using their death ray or one of these things to go, really? Really, ladies? It's Miss Universe, and this is what you've got? You're playing a big golden harp? Or you're yodeling for 55 minutes?
All right. To the phones we go.
To the phones we go. To the Batmobile. We go to North Carolina, our friend Todd from North Carolina. Welcome back, Todd.
Well, welcome back to you guys. And, well, for me, I'm getting to hear you finally. Our station in the Rafer-Fayetteville area had some antenna tower issues, so you've been only back on the air now for probably just a little under a week.
Oh, okay. Well,
we're glad to be back.
Glad to be back. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Todd?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
Well, I'm debating between JJ's rawhide question and your Bible question.
Okay, but you're going to have to decide.
There are certain crossroads in life that we all have to make hard decisions on, Todd, and now's your moment.
This is your moment. Which way you want to go?
Okay, I'm going to go for your Bible question.
All right, here it is. How many books of the Bible begin with the letter E?
I'm going to name them off because I can't really think of the number right now. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, there's Exodus, Ezra, Esther. Let me think. Ecclesiastes and Ephesians.
Okay, that is not correct. I mean, the ones you named are correct.
Right.
But you missed one or more, so. But a very good shot. Very good shot.
The book of Elvis.
You helped a lot of people, though. You helped the next people if they're paying attention.
Yeah. Excellent. Yes, Todd?
Oh, I was just going to say, when you asked the question, I was just going over in my mind the Bible books and everything. I was trying to, you know, sort of get them in order and everything. So I sort of had a feeling I might not get to all.
How many did he miss? Can you tell us that?
No, he don't give
it
away.
I don't need to give that away.
Okay.
Because if I do that, the question is about the number.
Okay, gotcha.
So
okay.
I give that away, it'll be. Okay. But anyway, Todd, what's your question for us?
Okay, well, my question is a Bible question, and the question is this. Who is the first prophetess mentioned in the Bible?
I'm going to say
prophetess?
Deborah.
The first prophetess.
Don't answer the question. Don't say yes or no. Let's talk about this first.
All right.
Deborah? Or
Would it be Moses' sister? Was she called a prophetess? Miriam?
Miriam.
Was she called? Mm-hmm. See, that's the question. I don't know if some of these are called a prophetess or not.
Right. Let's throw out a couple. I'll say Deborah. Who do you say? Deborah was the first judge.
Are you saying they were actually called a prophetess in the Bible, Todd? Yeah.
I think Deborah was the first judge.
Okay.
I'm going to go with you on Miriam.
Miriam.
What do you think?
That's good.
All right, we're going to go with Miriam.
You're exactly right.
Miriam.
Wow. Clap for us.
That's our pastor who's on staff here.
Thank
Professor
you, Todd,
pastor.
Hey, thanks, Todd. Appreciate it, brother.
All right. Y'all have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University. University.
Learning University's on the air. We continue on with your calls from around the country.
Yes. In fact, we're going to go to Virginia, and Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday. Good morning to you.
I will answer one of yours, and I'll ask you one of mine.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
JJ's question, the fourth question, who the star of the...
Go ahead and repeat it.
Here's the question. Baby boomers will remember the Western Rawhide starring Rowdy Yates. Which actor played Rowdy Yates?
That was Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh! Wait a minute now. That's the trivia.
That's the mystery question.
Mystery question. So,
Dave, great job. Do you understand what that cowbell means?
Yes, I do. I'm a long-time listener, and I've played several times.
Wonderful.
So, well, I even won the trivia about 2 months ago.
Dave, that means you've won a brand new car. No, I'm just kidding. We wish we could do that.
But did they ever give away used cars, though?
Used cars.
You just said you won a brand new car. Did they ever say you won
a used car?
I think you came up with a new game show to give slightly dented stuff and slightly used.
Hey, you're getting something for nothing, so don't complain.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Dave,
we're going to give him something new.
Yeah, you have won since you answered our mystery question, an AFA travel mug, coffee mug. So make sure when you're finished on the air that you do not hang up. We'll put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, okay?
All right. I'll be sure to do that. Thank you.
Okay. And what's your question for us, Dave?
Okay. I'm going to read you, to make it a little shorter, I'm going to read you two statements made by presidents of the United States. And I'll read the statement. They're a very short sentence. And you tell me the president that said it. Okay, the first one, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Harry Truman.
And the second one,
Harry Truman.
Politics, nothing happens by accident.
In politics,
can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. That was Harry Truman.
Right.
Okay.
Right. All right.
Excellent job,
Tim. Our dean.
No, you're welcome. I'm just glad to make a contribution.
Politics, nothing happens by accident. Who said that?
In politics, nothing happens by accident. You guys have a guess? I don't even have a guess.
Wow, that's probably, trying to think. I don't know. We don't know who
I
that
think
is.
You got us on that one, Dave. Who was it?
It might surprise you. FDR said it.
Huh.
Back in the 30s.
Okay.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt. How many years did he serve as president?
I think he served four terms, but he died in 1945, so he didn't quite finish out his fourth term.
That's correct. All right. Hey, Dave, thank you. We're going to put you on hold, brother, and congratulations, all right?
Hey, we got to get his address.
Thank you, brother. Yes.
Yeah, they're going to do that. They're going to put him on hold. Hey, and Dave, before you go, I'm going to be in Mechanicsville, Virginia in March at the Christian Church there for a Wild Game Supper, a Beast Feast. They always have a lot of door prizes. We're going to laugh together and be inspired as well. So I don't know how close you are to Mechanicsville, but you're welcome.
I already, put him on hold.
Oh.
But he was probably listening. You know,
yeah, maybe he can listen.
J.J., I don't want to judge anybody, but I got serious issues with a bunch of wild games being played at
a wild game supper.
Especially at a church. You might want to take a second look at going to that thing. Yeah. All right.
A wild game supper.
Huh? Oh, man.
I've never thought about it. But now I will always think.
You know, you shouldn't make your brother stumble.
Yes.
If
tame games only.
If the Baptists are down there, and they're driving by, and they see the Methodist out playing a bunch of wild games.
Yes.
In front of their church,
cause them to stumble.
Bad testimony.
That's the original lyric in that song. They wouldn't let Rudolph play any of those wild games with the other reindeers.
Hey, let's repeat our questions quickly.
Okay.
I said quickly.
Quickly. First question: 25% of the total bones in our body are located in our hands. Is that true or false? Second question, how many books of the Bible begin with the letter E? And I am speaking about the Protestant Bible. So
Todd made a good guess at that. He made a good run at it, but he missed it by
Third question, in the comic strip Popeye, before the sailor man got his strength from spinach, he got it from rubbing the head of a chicken. Is that true or false?
I know this worked for me. Here we go. Yodeling record set in 1975. How long did the person yodel continuously? Multiple choice. 55 minutes, 5 hours and 3 minutes, or 9 hours. Second question, true or false? In 1993, responding to a sensor alarm, mission control at Cape Canaveral scolded Space Shuttle Endeavour astronauts to please remember and put the toilet seat down. Is that true or false? Then I'll add one. What TV show was Sergeant Joe Friday on?
You just want the facts?
You're on a roll today.
All right. Hey, by the way, Nina's picture that she drew is on our Facebook page of her walking her hummingbird and being stalked by
a praying mantis.
A praying mantis.
An evil.
It happens somewhere in America every day, and this just happens to be one picture.
Because sometimes a praying mantis is up to no good.
So go to our Today's Issues Facebook page, and you can also watch the show there if you want to. But Nina's got her, we posted her picture up there. What'd you say, Ed?
I said sometimes a praying mantis is up to no good. You've got to get your questions in.
Yeah, okay. Here are my questions. What was the first toy advertised on television? Number two, which animal has the most legs? Not an octopus. In our solar system, ours?
Yes.
Very possessive.
The one we're familiar with?
Right. Yes.
Our solar system family, if you will?
Yes.
Which is the only planet that rotates clockwise? We all got a crazy uncle in the family, don't we?
Great.
And in this case, we got a planet that doesn't want to go along with the program. So we have a planet in our solar system that rotates clockwise. It's the only one. Which one is it?
Wow, good questions.
We'll be back momentarily. We shall return momentarily here on Today's Issues, Trivia Friday.
Next time on Today's Issues, we'll be joined by former Israeli Ambassador Ran E. Shai to discuss the recent UN resolution on Israel.
You dig in Israel, you find Arab and Muslim remains of several hundred years, and you find Jewish remains of several thousand years. It's quite clear. It's quite clear, and everybody knows this history. They just ignore it.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio, and online at AFR.net.
Isn't it refreshing to have a president that isn't hostile to Christianity? Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman with the American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, our country was founded on the Judeo-Christian worldview. There's no question about it. The Christian religion was dominant in early America, and there's a reason our country was called a Christian nation. We're going to see this rich history when we go to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon on our Spiritual Heritage Tour in June, and then the other one in September. In addition, we're going to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown on a separate tour, but you can do both of those tours with us if you would like to. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will be our historian as he tells us about our great Christian heritage and history. For more information on either of these tours, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and commentary next. During the 2007 Democratic presidential primary, then-Senator Barack Obama admitted to using marijuana and cocaine. Unlike President Bill Clinton, Mr. Obama readily admitted to inhaling. That was the point, he said. To be clear, the future president of the United States readily confessed to engaging in illegal activity. Instead of launching Watergate-style investigations, the mainstream media shrugged its shoulders. No one asked follow-up questions. Did you ever give drugs to anyone? Did you sell them to anyone? As a matter of fact, in 2007, a staffer for Hillary Clinton's campaign asked those exact questions rhetorically and was forced to apologize. The message was delivered loud and clear. The mainstream media would not allow their candidate to be smeared. A stark contrast to the treatment Donald Trump is getting, spreading salacious gossip and scandalous accusations without a shred of evidence. Now that's the real scandal. I'm Todd Stearns.
Keep moving, moving, moving. Oh, they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving broad. Don't try to understand them. Just hope them grow.
Go, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a great theme song.
Theme song for I Love Lucy, right here on Learning University.
You know, when I can't go to sleep at night, I ask my wife to sing that to me.
Rawhide?
Yeah, it works, too. She sings it about three times, and I'm gone. I'm out. It works like...
About the dog. Get him up, like, put him out.
Works like cough medicine.
Hey, can I just say that our family, we have turned off our security system, and we've sold our guns. And I've bought some praying mantis, and I've got them tied up out front. So anybody, any of you burglars who even think about coming to rob my house,
right?
I had no idea praying mantis were so aggressive and so violent till Ed posed that last year. A little tiny blade of grass, praying mantis can take a hummingbird.
Listen,
they
eat goldfish. They eat mice. I'm telling you,
they're a menace to the rest of the animal world.
Well, see, a lot of people don't know there are two types of praying mantis. One is spelled P-R-A-Y. The other one is P-R-E-Y. So
A lot of people don't know that.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. And Ed, you say every week our challenge is to make people what?
Well, we want to make people more smarter and more betterer people, and so that's what we do here.
Yeah,
that is our mission, to make people more smarterer.
You play Scrabble, and you're a listener to Trivia Friday or Learning University. You're going to win.
Yes,
because as Ed just said, we invent words, and we establish them.
We invent more than words, too.
Into the lexicon.
Tell them what we'll invent on this show right here. This,
smarterer, this episode. Betterer, mother, and so making you...
Morerer.
We better stop right there. You know, you better test these words out before you just spit them out on live Christian radio. Could go wrong.
Yes, could go
wrong. All right,
wrong.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We had already repeated our questions
right
before
no
the break,
excuse,
so there's no need right
no.
now. I don't see any need.
No.
No, no, no. So we're going to move right along with
They're
our
ready.
Calls.
We're going to Texas.
Are we?
I said Texas.
Yes, we're Rawhide.
We're Rawhide. That's right. Benjamin is on the line. Benjamin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
the Bible question about the books of the Bible that start with E.
All right. How many books of the Bible begin with the letter E?
There's six.
You are correct. There
Nicely
are six.
Done, Benjamin. Which one did Todd leave off?
Let's see if Benjamin can name them all. Can you name them all, Benjamin?
Yes, and the one that he left off is Ezekiel.
That is correct. He left off Ezekiel. Can you name the others?
Yes. Ephesians.
Okay.
Ezekiel.
Right.
Exodus. Ezra. Ecclesiastes. And Esther.
You got it. Excellent
way
job.
Way to go. Way
Benjamin,
to go.
Way to go is right. Yeah, good
there,
job.
There is no book of Elvis.
No book. No book of Elvis.
Ed told us. Ed, there's no book of Ed.
No book of Ed. And we're all glad.
Common
all happy.
Misnomers.
Very happy. Yes, a lot of people are mistaken. Mm-hmm. Where's that book of Eduardo?
Right.
Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay, here's my question. Who was the oldest president to be inaugurated, and how old was he?
That's Reagan, right, guys?
All right, we're going to talk about ourselves, Benjamin.
President Ronald Reagan was 70 years old, same age as Donald Trump when he was inaugurated.
First time or second time?
Second time. Oh, first time.
Second time
he gets the prize.
He gets the prize?
74.
We're going to say Reagan, 74.
We're going to say Ronald Reagan, Benjamin.
Okay, it is Reagan. He wasn't 74. He was 17 days short of his 70th birthday.
In his first inauguration?
Which term was that true about?
I'm pretty sure it's his first.
Okay.
But here's my second part of the question, too. This record will soon be replaced by Donald Trump, who's already 70 years old.
Okay.
Oh, so he will then be the oldest?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well,
I guess we're not taking into account Reagan's second term.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Reagan was 70 in the second.
No. I remember he was 70 in 1980 when he went into office.
Okay.
So he would have been 74. Brent's looking it up right here. 74. Right. We're talking about Ronald Reagan, his second term.
I'm just thankful that his opponent didn't use his youth and inexperience
yes,
to.
That's right.
To that was
try.
A great line.
Oh
that
my
was, that
word!
Was Walter Mondale,
one of the best.
Okay, hey Benjamin, thank
Donald
you, brother.
Trump was born. Hang on a minute. Also, have y'all been to the Ark yet? The Ark encounter.
Not yet. You're talking about Ken Ham, Answers in Genesis, up in Cincinnati area, Kentucky?
Yes. Yeah,
yeah no, haven't we been there yet, but we encourage everybody to go, and I'm going to go sometime this year, hopefully.
I want to see it.
Now, we went during Christmas week.
You recommend it?
We went during Christmas week.
Yeah, do you recommend it?
Yes.
Thanks, okay. Benjamin.
It took us about 6 hours to go through the Ark.
Wow. You shouldn't have counted every single animal.
Where'd they have the woodpeckers?
Over with the termites, right there in that same section. Thanks, buddy. We got to go.
Thank you, Benjamin. Appreciate it. That sounds like a name of a book title, Tim.
Long, long time ago.
What did
I wrote
Noah
a book
the,
long, long time ago.
Woodpeckers.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. The phone number to reach us here is 888-589-8840. Now, we do have one rule on that. If you've called and got on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, you've got on this program and asked a question in the last 4 weeks, please wait another week. Do not call. So, a four-week waiting period. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. You can shoot us an email at comments@afr.net. 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 We are live streaming the show at Today's Issues Facebook page. Today's Issues Facebook page. President Ronald Reagan was 73 years old at the time of his second, when he went into his second term.
Okay.
So, all right, let's repeat our questions quickly. Professor Ed,
okay.
You go right ahead.
All right, 25% of the total bones in our body are located in our hands. Is that true or false?
I'm looking at my hands right now. Can you tell by looking?
I can't. I know the answer to the question, too.
Okay. Well, you should. You ask it.
I'd ask.
I'm just saying, can you tell with the naked eye
People with especially long earlobes, a lot of bones in there. More than you would think. Very small bones.
More than you would think. All right, second question. In the comic strip Popeye, before the Sailor Man got his strength from spinach, he got it from rubbing the head of a chicken. Is that true or false? Third question, because I'm loving me some Nat Geo. What is a group of meerkats called? Tim, if you're looking out your back window and you tell your wife, hey, there's your backyard. Hey, there's a bunch of meerkats out there. She'll say, yeah, that's a blank of meerkats.
You know, when you put it in that context,
yes.
Dad, I think you can
see it in your mind's eye.
I can see it in my mind's eye, looking out my backyard, talking to my wife, Allison, about a group of what now?
Meerkats.
Meerkats. And she says, yeah, that's a bunch of, that makes up a
right.
a blank.
Right.
That all sounds right. like you got that from a Southern person. Meerkats. Meerkats. You might have just taken some slang and turned it into a question.
Right.
Here's what I've got. Multiple choice. 1975, a yodeling record was set. How long did the person yodel continuously? 55 minutes, 5 hours and 3 minutes, or 9 hours? Yes, it really happened. That's a long time to say, oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, who? Second question. In 1993, responding to a sensor alarm, Mission Control at Cape Canaveral scolded Space Shuttle Endeavor astronauts to please remember and put the toilet seat down. Is that true? Or false? Last question.
Not a proud moment for NASA right there.
If it was true. But here's the last question quickly. What TV show was Sergeant Joe Friday in?
Joe Friday. The city, Los Angeles, California.
Don't say the name of the show.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, here are my three questions.
Dun, 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 dun. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I think we've done that enough, probably. But, you know, if you want me to...
Never me. You know I've never done it enough.
You have to... We have to calm you down.
Yes, that's
here.
Right.
Wait, what's Ed doing over there? He's putting a saddle on that dead horse. Ed, that horse is dead. Ed.
Here are my three questions. What was the first toy advertised...
First toy.
I said the first toy.
Yep.
Not the second toy, the third toy. I want to know what the first toy was advertised on television. Baby boomers should know that. Number two, which animal in the whole wide world, I said the whole wide world, has the most legs? This animal has the most legs. I want to know what the animals.
Does the insect, is that?
That's an animal.
That's considered an animal.
Whole animal
Everything.
World.
Yeah.
I said the whole animal world, all that's in his hands, JJ.
Yeah. Well, I'm there with you.
Got the whole animal world in his hand. That's what I want to know the answer to.
I will say this to give people a little bit of hint, not to give away your question. When they were having the animal football game, first half of the game, dismal. These animals were getting clobbered. Second half, that animal that you talked about, came out and just turned the whole game around, and they won. And the coach said, where were you in the first half, the animal with all those legs?
Yeah.
He said, I was in the locker room lacing up my cleats.
Hey, number three, third and final question. In our solar system, which is the only planet that rotates clockwise?
Whose solar system?
Yeah, ours, JJ. Our solar system.
Yeah, and I'm the one who beats a dead horse.
The one,
good grief.
The one that bonds us together as humans on this planet. We have a solar system we can call our own. Doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat or whatever. Whether you're an American or a foreigner. Doesn't matter. We're bonded together over this solar system. But we have one crazy uncle out there in the planets that thinks he has to go clockwise when everybody else is going counterclockwise.
It's in orbit, it's saying, I did it my way.
We want to know what planet did it his way.
Why is it always a crazy uncle? How come everyone says got a crazy aunt?
It'd be sexist if you did.
All right.
Said that. You're right, though.
Yes.
Uncles get
we're changing that.
Beat up that way. All right, back to the phones we go.
Well, we're going to go to Pennsylvania.
No,
yes,
not.
I
Seriously?
Said it. Mike is on the line. Mike, hey, thanks for waiting, and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you for taking my call. It's an honor to be on the air with you.
Well, we appreciate that. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
It's our honor.
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
Well, I was going to answer the Popeye one, but I kind of drawn to the new question about Joe Friday.
Oh.
All right, Mike, question. Here's the question. What TV show was Sergeant Joe Friday in?
Joe Friday was a sergeant in the Los Angeles Police Department on the show Dragnet.
Hey, you got it.
Dun, dun, dun,
way
dun,
to go.
City, Los Angeles, California.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Hey, great job, Mike. Do you have a question for us?
That guy was a barrel of laughs, though, wasn't he, Sergeant Friday? That guy, if you want to go out and have a good time, party.
Who's your partner, Joe
Sergeant Friday? Sergeant
Friday,
baby.
You know, can you imagine how many times in parties they had to get that lampshade off his head and get him down off that table?
The hula skirt.
Yeah, and his partner, too. Those guys are crazy.
Ah, a couple of crazy characters. Like
Abbott and Costello over there of the police force.
Nyuk, 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 nyuk.
Mike, what's your question for us?
Oh, a bank robber.
Well, the last time I was on, I had asked a question about the 17th Cavalry in Vietnam.
Okay.
My question this time, though, is what famous battle is the 17th Cavalry most famous for?
Okay. Don't give it away. I'm not sure I can pronounce this. The Idrang Valley or something? Is that... Am I close on that?
What are we talking about? I'm sorry, I missed the
battle.
Question. I had to step
away.
Or was it Da Nang? I'm just guessing. That's going to be our attempt at an answer.
You can
Mike.
Tell you're guessing.
Well, you're close. That's the one in Vietnam. But actually, they're most famous for a battle much further back in history. And if I give you the person that was in charge of it, you probably know the battle. It would be Colonel Custer.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you weren't talking about Vietnam. I was back with your Vietnam reference. So the battle of Little Bighorn.
Yes, that's actually where 17th got its most famous name from and was disbanded shortly after the Battle of Little Bighorn.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
That was when
George Custer
was taken down.
Right, right.
What now?
That's when he.
Yeah, Custer died at that battle, yeah. Along with his troopers.
He got up
troopers.
That day and stretched and said, "I feel good about today.
I have a good feeling.
Huh?
I have a good feeling.
Zippity doo da, zippity a.
Hakuna
just running
Matata.
Around the camp, having some coffee. Huh?
I got me a good feeling, boys.
Yeah, great to be alive, guys. What do you say? High fives all
oh,
around.
Oh, wow.
And then after that,
that's morbid.
After that, it went downhill.
And that's why my jaws hurt every time at the end of this program. Hey, Mike, I don't know what part of Pennsylvania you're in. I'm going to be in Oil City, Franklin area for a Good Friday service this spring. So if you're nearby, you're welcome to stop over.
We're going to change this show to Where in the World is J.J. Jasper? Who needs Dora the Explorer? We got our own over here.
Or Waldo.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much for calling, brother. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
For all you relatives of George Custer, we meant no disrespect on that.
George.
But
George,
that was pretty funny.
Now, that was
Hakuna Matata. I have a good feeling, guys.
Can't wait
for the weekend.
That was Chief. Who took him
Sitting
down?
Bull? Who was
Sitting
it?
Bull, Sitting Bull. Right? And,
was it?
Yes, and was one
was
other.
Was it Crazy Horse?
Maybe Crazy Horse,
yeah,
too.
I get my battles
I think
mixed
I met
up.
Them in both.
You mean they got together?
Crazy
Horse
I think
and Sitting
so.
Bull?
Yeah, and
that
Custer,
sounded like a wrestling
Custer didn't
team.
See that coming.
Not a good day for the pale face.
Does that not sound like a wrestling team from the 70s?
Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse?
And they tag team?
Yeah, and Sitting Horse didn't do as well, or Crazy Bull, but
right, Crazy Bull.
But the other two guys did well.
Names mixed up there. There may have been a Crazy Bull, but it was Crazy Horse.
Right, Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull.
And Sitting Bull.
Yes.
Yeah. Where did they come up with these names anyway?
Well, you know, you look in the Old Testament. There are a lot
some
of crazy names
in there
where they, you know.
They had meaning. You know, they'd see somebody with a winning a battle or standing by the, you know, the lake and name them whatever accordingly.
Yeah, stands by lake.
But, you know, just because I win a battle doesn't mean I want my name changed to Crazy Horse. You know, if I'm the chief, I'm say.
It seems like I saw.
I'm going to stay with Bill, guys, if that's all right with you.
It seems like I saw somebody in the news the other day. And it was talking about that it was a woman chief of one of the tribes today, and her name was something Man Killer. And I thought, man, no explanation needed there. You
right.
Know,
she's gonna be back, hard. That's gonna be hard day. Getting a date right there, in my opinion. You're gonna go out with Man Killer. Ain't going to ask her out. No, I'm not asking Chief Princess Mankiller out. All right.
Or crazy, you know, crazy woman. You don't want to go out with someone named crazy woman.
No, that's a bad start to a relationship.
And conversely, for you ladies, if you date a guy whose nickname is Sitting Man, you pretty much know you're not going out on Friday night. You He's going to be in the recliner.
He's going to be in the recliner, so don't get mad about it because you married him. All right, and you knew what you were getting Chief Sitting Man.
Farmers Only.com. Do I have to use my real name, or can I just go with Anonymous?
You don't have to be lonely is all I know. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions for the last time this half hour.
This half hour. Okay, here are my three questions. 25% of the total bones in our body are located in our hands. Is that true or false?
You don't have to be lonely. I'm gonna not get that's not gonna be get off my mind today now.
Once again, I now say I'm not the only one here who can't let it go.
Duly noted.
All right, second question. In the comic strip Popeye, before the Sailor Man got his strength from spinach, he got it from rubbing the head of a chicken. Mm-hmm. Is that true or false? Mm-hmm. My third question, what is a group of meerkats called? What's the name for a group of meerkats?
JJ said it's a southern term.
Southern. Try and get those meerkats. Kitties in the house. Yeah. 1975, yodeling record was set. How long did the person yodel continuously? 55 minutes? 5 hours and 3 minutes, or 9 hours? Next question, true or false? In 1993, responding to a sensor alarm, mission control at Cape Canaveral scolded Space Shuttle Endeavour astronauts to please remember and put the toilet seat down. Is that true or
somebody
false?
Somebody forgot to turn the microphone off. In the spaceship. Huh? Who didn't turn the mic off?
And hey, I'm going
to
add
we
one.
We don't want to listen to you go to the bathroom.
I'm
going to
add one. For the average person typing, which hand types more, the right hand or the left hand?
Okay. My problem is the left hand never knew what the right hand was doing.
Yeah.
That's bad when you're typing.
You do that when you're typing on that Royal typewriter.
You don't have to be lonely. All right. My questions
at typistsonly.com.
Here's my questions. None of them have been answered. Somebody's calling me, and they're just going to have to wait because I'm doing live radio right now. All right, what was the first toy advertised on television? That has not been answered. Which animal has the most legs? There's one animal that stands out among them all.
Literally.
With the most
stands
legs.
Stands out.
Honey, there's a shoe salesman at the door again. You come out and answer and talk to him. Get tired of all these calls and all these people on our porch.
In our solar system, the one we respect, honor, look up to.
Cherish.
In our solar system, which is the only planet that rotates clockwise? That is a real question with a real answer, and the planet is a household name. All right? So back to the phones we go.
Professor All right, Ed. Back we go to the phones. Arkansas, Freddie is on the line. Freddie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, Maureen.
Freddie, would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
Answer.
I'm sorry, what now?
I'll answer.
Okay, answer. Which one you want to try to answer?
The rotation of the planet.
All right, here's the question again.
Oh, is this
the rotation of the planet? Planet rotates your question.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, okay, yes. All right, here's my question. In our solar system, which is the only planet that rotates clockwise?
That'd be Venus.
Venus!
Wow. Hey, way to go, Freddie.
Venus rotates clockwise, I guess we don't know why.
Do you know why, Freddie?
No, I don't have to Google that.
Yeah, you're not alone. We'd all have to Google it. But
I don't even know if scientists know that. I mean, anyway.
We got the answer right. Venus That's all the counts. Right.
You sing the first line of Venus, the song right here. We're sending you a coffee mug, Freddie. stainless steel coffee mug, American Family Radio. You go right ahead. You sing the first line of the song Venus.
I don't think I know that one.
Okay. I don't know, Frankie
Valli.
I don't
blame you for passing
wasn't
on that.
Wasn't that Frankie Valli? Or who was that?
I don't remember.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, no, the song Venus.
I don't think I do.
JJ doesn't know?
No, you got, you old guys
they
know
use
that.
They use it for some chick commercial with for razors or something.
Really?
They use it, yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, that's just, all right, part of Americana right there.
Oh, yeah, Venus. Though.
Yeah, Venus.
I'm your Venus. Venus.
All right, he didn't.
Hey, Freddie, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I just thought of this. You know, today's Friday the 13th. Today, right now, today's Friday the 13th.
I had a question, but I didn't bring it in here. I didn't chose not to use it. There's a word for what is the fear of the number 13.
Really?
Yeah. There's an actual word.
This would have been a perfect day to do it.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Good news for you. You can step on a crack with no fear of breaking your mama's back.
There you go.
But a lot of people are superstitious. You can't find a 13th floor on hotels and stuff. And people have lucky numbers and all that. And people say, don't walk under a ladder. Don't break a mirror. You can't have a black cat cross your path. They say all that is unlucky. And I'm not superstitious. But if I was, I would say it's bad luck to spit in the air while looking up. Bad luck to climb on your roof when your pain pill is kicking in. I think that it would be bad luck to scold a gang of youth wearing matching bandanas. Or I think this would be bad luck, taking a laxative before leaving on a road trip. I mean, if you really want to be superstitious, hang on to some things of substance and not breaking a mirror.
JJ, is that people mischaracterize you, I think, or misunderstand you. You're a thoughtful man.
They don't know how deep I am.
You're
pensive.
A thoughtful man.
Listen,
pensive.
You're a thinker.
Yes.
You're like
that statue.
I think of you.
Yeah.
When I see that statue of the chin on the fist,
yeah,
on the knee.
That's right.
I think J.J. Jasper.
I'd
right
combine
there.
A couple of those.
Would you?
I would say I wouldn't take a laxative if you're going on your roof. Either.
Right, right.
Because it's a long way down
way
to get
down
to the bathroom.
Yeah, we need to bring this show back up.
Yes, yes.
Right
family
now.
Show.
I would just say this, talking about
being unlucky and all the
superstitious
stuff.
And all that. We were in Cancun, Mexico for a family vacation last year. And walking back to our room on the sixth floor, and we were sitting in 678 or something like that. Right across the hall from us was room 666.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, now, I'm not superstitious either, but they put me in 666. I'm going back down to the
front desk
and asked to be moved.
Move me to the 13th floor.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
be in room 666.
Would you stay in room 666, Ed, if you had if you had 1,000 rooms to choose from?
Well, if I had to choose, I probably wouldn't be my preference. But there's nothing to be afraid of the number 666.
Knock on wood.
And I don't know. I read the Bible. It seems to me there is a little something to be afraid
of.
Well,
now if they want to tattoo it to your body, to your forehead, or your right
but just,
hand,
you're just
maybe.
Saying, but if I'd have gone ahead and stayed in 666, which I was not assigned to, that I would have been right or wrong to go back down to the front desk and tell them to move me.
You would have been okay unless the guy at the front desk said, now, part of staying here, we're going to need to put a little something on your forehead and on your hand.
And plus,
if they'd wanted to stamp my hand,
then I have a problem.
Then you got a problem.
Just to make sure that when they checked me around the hotel, I was staying there.
It's the number. The number itself, it goes along with worshiping the beast. So there's nothing.
Well, I told the man I didn't worship any beast. I just wanted to.
Now, if the guy behind the counter says, we'd like to put you in 666,
you got Count Dracula mixed up with.
I'm glad I didn't have to confront that problem.
Yes.
Yes.
I was in 678. I just walked down the hall to the elevator, and I looked over there, and there's room 666 right across the hallway from me, and I just thought, I'm glad I didn't have to confront this.
Right.
Dilemma.
Lord spared you.
Yeah, a biblical dilemma. We will be back in 5 minutes or more of Trivia Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.